50 Cent tells Joe Biden to get the fuck up from beach vacation amid Israel turmoil. By Paul Bois on October 23, 2023. Rapper 50 Cent publicly scolded President Joe Biden for vacationing at the beach while the Middle East teeters on the brink of war. In an Instagram post on Sunday, 50 Cent shared a report of Biden relaxing at the beach amid the congressional chaos and Israel's war against Hamas following a string of terrorist attacks, which killed around 1,200 Israelis, most of whom were civilians. "Hey Joe, get the fuck up, we in trouble, man," 50 Cent captioned the post. As the Daily Mail reported, the president and the first lady were seen at his Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home as the crisis continues in the Middle East and chaos over House speakership has left Congress unable to help. The 80-year-old president is coming off a whirlwind trip to Israel Wednesday, where he spent 7 hours on the ground, meeting with Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu and those directly impacted by Hamas' horrific October 7 terror attack. On Friday, prior to heading to the beach, Biden entertained the European Union's leaders, President Charles Michel of the European Council and President Ursula von der Leyen of the European Commission. On Friday, following his trip to Israel, President Joe Biden addressed the nation, wherein he tied aid to Israel with aid to Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia. "You know, the assault on Israel echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine. People that were very badly hurt since Putin launched his all-out invasion," he said. "We have not forgotten the mass graves, the bodies found bearing signs of torture, rape used as a weapon by the Russians, and thousands of Ukrainian children forcibly taken into Russia, stolen from their parents," he added. President Biden also likened Hamas to Russian President Vladimir Putin. "They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it. Hamas to sustain a purpose for existing is a destruction of the state of Israel and the murder of Jewish people," he said. Meanwhile, Putin denies Ukraine has or ever had real statehood. He claims the Soviet Union created Ukraine. And just 2 weeks ago, he told the world that if the United States and our allies withdraw, and if the United States withdraws, our allies will as well, he added. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.